Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Once upon a time, a party line wasn't just an agenda agreed upon by a political party.
Hello?
Hello?
It was a telephone line shared by two, four, or more households.
The way they are nowadays, I just don't know.
Can I have the line, please?
Oh, yes, of course.
A 1950 survey found that three-quarters of all phone service in the United States was party line. Party lines were cheaper than individual lines and sometimes the only option in sparsely populated rural Minnesota. Occasionally, farmers had to band together and put up their own telephone poles, getting subscribers so they could hook into the main line, like the one running between Minneapolis and Duluth. A party line connected them to the world at a price. In the early years, whenever any of the subscribers got a call, the phones in every house rang. That also provided ample opportunity for eavesdropping on the neighbors.
Did you hear that? Somebody's listening in.
The party line's day came and went. It phased out in the 1980s, just ahead of the cell phone revolution.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.